Hey, can we talk? I know it's a bit late and you probably just want to hit the hay after work, but I really want to talk about this. What? No, it's not that at all. You're doing just fine there. You have no reason to worry about that. It's just, you haven't really been you the last couple of weeks. I know you're a quiet person. That's okay. But your current silence is actually really deafening. It's like you just deflect when I ask what's wrong, and then you stare into nothingness, and then you're frowning the entire time. It's not about work. Obviously, something unhealthy has you in its grasp. And you distancing yourself, it's only making it worse. I hate to see you unhappy. It hurts. You know this. I mean, when we started dating, I made a promise to help you with stuff like this. I know you like to project the image that you're a blank, unfeeling, resolute pillar of a man, but you forget I get to see the real you when you let your guard down. You're a big softy at heart, like a big teddy bear. You know you are. Why would you worry about that? You're not unlovable. What, am I not a testament to that fact? Hey, okay, come on now. I'm not with you out of pity. Why would you even get that idea? Well, clearly you need to reevaluate yourself. I know you're not in the best shape of your life, but just because you're a little doughy, it doesn't eliminate you from consideration. I mean, have you taken a look at yourself in the mirror and noticed anything but your gut? If you did, you'd notice you're more handsome than you give yourself credit for. I mean, for one, just look at your eyes. It's like staring into crystalline pools, and the more I've gotten to know them, the more I can see the sadness you hide beneath them. But you don't realize is how they shine when you're smiling, or the glint when you're planning your mischief. And your shoulders are so full and broad, but I can just see the stress and the worries that you place on them, and it's almost a crime to see them slump when you're down. Your stature when you stand up full and straight, especially combined with your calves, it's like witnessing a statue come to life. I wish you could see that. I mean, the strength you project, both consciously and unconsciously, it's just so sexy. And I don't think you know its effect on women. It also helps that you're really tall, I must say. But far from your physical looks, beyond the little bit of extra weight you have, you know what I love most? You're so unbelievably gentle, physically and emotionally. You might think you're terrifying and ugly, but anyone that thinks so just doesn't know you. I've seen the tear that rolls down your face when you watch WALL-E, and I've seen the way you handle the cats and the kittens out in the barn. Most of all, I know the way that you handle me. Gentle hand that strokes my scalp. The way you pull me so tight for hugs, but not so tight that I'm being constricted. The way you rub my back and my shoulders, unrolling knots so deep I wouldn't have thought that I had them in the first place. The way you whisper your sweet nothings into my ears. The sheer unbelievable patience that you have for anything that frustrates or angers you. The list goes on. And before I forget, you're a human radiator, so I've never bothered about being the little spoon. No, I mean every word I've said. This is important to me. You're important to me. It makes me so sad to see you down and beating up on yourself for things that you are so clearly wrong about. You try so hard, so earnestly to make me happy, and I just want to return the favor. Now come on, snuggle up. Let's get some sleep. You want to get some breakfast in the morning? I know you're a sucker for good bacon and eggs. All right, good night. I love you too.